2006 was a record-breaking year in the art world. The auction house Sotheby's doubled its sales from the previous year. The world's priciest painting sold for over $140 million, and Christie's broke records by selling more than $400 million worth of Impressionist and modern art in a single night. Joining us to explain those huge sales and forecast into 2007 is Lee Rosenbaum. She writes about art and museums for the Wall Street Journal and other publications. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Well, first of all, why do these big sales matter to those of us who aren't among the super rich?
Well, aside from the desire to just learn about these things and to marvel at them, those who want to acquire art, even at the lower levels of the market, may find that young artists who used to be more affordable are becoming expensive sooner because of the speculative atmosphere where collectors are competing for the next new thing. For museums, it can be harder to borrow and buy works.
So it could actually affect the art that we see at museums.
Exactly.
Hedge fund manager Stephen Cohen shelled out a whopping $142.5 million for Willem de Kooning's painting Women 3. Are Wall Street types like him the typical buyers?
More and more so they are. I mean, we've all read about the incredible profits in the financial industry this year. More and more of those people are looking at art as an alternative investments, and this phenomenon is becoming more and more international.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've covered the art world for over 20 years. do this year's numbers fundamentally change the dynamics of the art market?
I think we're seeing a sea change in the art market, and as you say, I've been observing it for quite a long time. I think we're seeing a new breed of buyer. I call them the money-no-object collectors. These are the people who will pay more than comparable objects have ever fetched, not only more than that, but many multiples of what they've fetched just to make sure that they can get it.
And do you see the trend continuing into 2007 and beyond?
It surprised me. People like me have been looking for the correction for the bubble to burst, and frankly, the bubble shows no signs of bursting. And I would say that it's going to continue to be a wild ride. I see no sign of it abating. Mm.
Is this a good thing for artists? I mean, it seems that younger artists just out of art school are particularly hot. Is it going to become a good career choice for people to become an artist?
Well, I would say that still, you know, a small fraction of artists actually become those art stars that we read about. But I think the impact on artists is both good and bad. There's nobody who's in favor of starving artists, and to the extent that they can make a lot of money and very early in their career, that certainly can be seen as a good thing for them. The bad news is that in this kind of frenzied atmosphere, the nature of art itself may be affected, becoming more geared to the market's dictates rather than to the artist's inner vision. That's always been an issue, but I think more so now because the stakes are that much higher.
I just got the news this week that MoMA's announced building plans to make room for another 50,000 square feet of exhibition space for painting and sculpture collections. Do you see any of this linked at all, or...?
Well, only to this extent. It's big donors who make these things possible by helping to fund these expansions, and to the extent that these money-no-object collectors are involved with museums, and they are, the museums have the financial wherewithal to do these things, and I suppose all this attention to art and the art market may also attract more audience for museums.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Lee.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Lee Rosenbaum writes for the Wall Street Journal and also blogs at artsjournal.com under the handle Culture Girl. That's Culture, G-R-R-L. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.